One of the first to sign the anti-war petition in Madison was the father of a soldier killed in Iraq. Roy Maida and his remaining son, Chris, say Mark had doubts about the stated reasons for war, such as weapons of mass destruction that were never found. Chris also served in Iraq and made it home alive in April, shortly before his brother was killed by a roadside bomb in what he says was a poorly equipped Humvee.
Mark didn't make it. But I feel I can carry out his mission of getting his friends home alive. By supporting this resolution, we bring our troops home now.
The grassroots political effort comes amidst calls in Congress for troops to come home. Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold has proposed a flexible timetable of December 2006. The group getting signatures to petition for a Madison referendum say it wants troops out as soon as feasible. They don't agree with the Bush administration that removing U.S. troops could destabilize Iraq. Tony Castaneda is with a group called Military Families Speak Out.
The arguments that to leave now would cause chaos and death and destruction, it's almost laughable because that's what's going on now and that is what we have caused.
Referendum supporters who want troops out of Iraq have 60 days to get roughly 13,000 signatures for a public vote in the April election. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.